South Australian pacing cup, Fred.
Yeah, it certainly was. They had temperatures in the 40s, and it was tough going, but they got through the night. And Smolder, very brave in winning the Group 1 race, the SA Cup, just wanted to mix his gait a little bit on the side of the track and just didn't seem to be travelling kindly. Jillaby Jagger ran a terrific race and really tested Smolder, but the class showed at the back end of the race, and Smolder went on to pick up the South Australian Cup at Group 1 level. It was a night where a chapter in harness racing came to a close in South Australia. One of their true champions of their tracks down there, Come On Frank. A decision was made during the past 2 weeks to retire Frank, and he really had a cult following. He had his own Facebook page when Facebook, I guess, became very much the go in Australia in the late noughties and into the 2011, 2012. He had his own Facebook account, Simon, and I think he had more friends than me, which wouldn't be too hard. But Come On Frank, he was retired, super horse for the Billingers, and he's going to enjoy a life of retirement. But he got to do a lap of honour, and to the roars of the crowd. I'm pretty sure Julie actually jumped in the bike to partner him in that lap of honour. But look, it was a sad night in some respects, because Frank, he has retired. I had the pleasure of calling him, Simon, in a few wins at Menangle, and each time he was so brave. He never really looked like he was going to win at times, and he'd pick himself off the canvas and win. And he was a terrific horse, Come On Frank, and he'll enjoy retirement.
And what would have been his biggest win, the Vic Bred at Melton?
I'd say so, yeah. I'd say so. I think he had a, what did he win? I think it was 63 races, I think it was.
61,
I'm being told. Okay, yeah. I'm sure our ever-present producer there would be able to give you the right information. He's a big fan of Come On Frank, Braden, and 61 is it? So, look, super horse. He was the good thing about him, Simon, and we get horses that race well in their own state and they never venture. But the Billingers always like to travel a bit with Frank, and he certainly whether it was the hit and run trips to Victoria or certainly his longer stints where he stayed in Sydney at Menangle, he was a terrific horse. But it was a good night down there. Speaking of All Stars and Smolder, Lazarus was brilliant at Alexandra Park on Friday night, and all's on track for his tilt over here in Sydney with the Carnival really looming large. We've got the first of the features coming up in a couple of weeks with the Hondo Grattan at Group 2, and a major stepping stone for those taking part in the Chariots. But we look forward to that. Simon, the week that was, Ray Walker won the Breeders' Plate with Our Mac Jack on New Year's Day. Bankstown on Monday, Toddy McCarthy stole the show with 4 wins. There was a cameo role by Mickey Musket, who drove 2 winners, but Todd McCarthy was on fire with 4 wins. At Menangle on Tuesday, Shane and Lauren Tritton drove and trained 3 winners between them, and Kerry-Ann Turner and Rob Morris 2. It was a start of a good week for Luke McCarthy at Bathurst. He and Craig Cross, they got a double there at Bathurst. They did the Frisbees, but Luke and Craig Cross was a start of a good week, because they then went on to win the Intercity pace on Friday at Maitland. And that was Luke's third consecutive Intercity pace that he had partnered. He drove Express Stride, so 3 in a row. At Maitland, Laura Spencer drove a double. Just harking back to Penrith, the highlight there, Simon, the Tiara winner from last season, Don't Think Twice, smashed them up in a win where she won by 30 metres. It was a race she was entitled to win on her class, but 30 metres, and she posted a flying last half around the tight Penrith track of 55.6. And that paved the way for Menangle last night, where Luke McCarthy picked up a treble. He won the Fast Class race with All Black Stride. He won the Simpson at Group 3 with Alpine Stride at $38. You don't see Luke win too many win too many races driving horses that are those sort of odds. And he won the last race as well with Mac Doro. And a good news story, Stewie McDonald, who's got a good record over in WA, he made the move over to Sydney to work for the Kevin Pizzuto barn. And he actually partnered a horse in the first race, Blazin' and Cullen, trained by John McCarthy, and it landed Stewie his first drive and his first win. So he's got off to a flyer in his stint here in New South Wales, Simon.
And what happened with the odds-on favourite of the Group 3 last night, Fred? Blue Moon Rising.
I think it's the sort of horse that needs a few things to go its way and needs to probably be left alone to do its own thing early. And it had a bit of a tough trip early, and then found the breeze, and from there it was pretty much the first horse beaten. It took me by surprise because it came into the race 12 wins from 13 starts. I haven't caught up with Shane Tritton to see if anything's untoward with regard to the horse's health, we could just put it back to a setback perhaps, and you've usually got to give a good horse forgive him for a run given the circumstances. It did have a pretty tough trip in the early stages.
We are going to have our guest on Pacing Rewind in just a moment, but first of all let's take in the concluding stages of race 5 last night, won by All Black Stride.
As they straighten up and the leader starts to roll away from them, it's All Black Stride, 28-3 the split. It's put up two lengths in the twinkling of an eye. In second spot, Better Bet Black. Clancy's Fob Watch tactates in a clear space and is running home. The leader is All Black Stride. It leads by three. Tactate and Clancy's Fob Watch are reading into the margin, but have a look at it go. It's going like a Learjet. All Black Stride wins it by 5 lengths.
Yes, you know the race is in the bag, Fred, when you hear the saying twinkling of an eye, don't you?
Yes, certainly. It showed that acceleration, and as you know, Simon, and many of our listeners would be well aware that when any kind of racing animal can go up a gear and show a turn of foot, some acceleration, that they are pretty much top notch. And this horse has slowly but surely worked its way through to a point now where it's a real contender for some big races.
And John McCarthy, the trainer of All Black Stride, joins us this morning on Pacing Rewind. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon. Freddie, good morning.
G'day, John. Look, this horse, he was devastating last night. 26-1, he was crossed initially by Better Bet Black, but then Luke came around and took the lead. And then pretty much from there, all the other sectional times, they were all Black Strides doing 27-8, 28-3 and up the lane in 27-6. And he took 0.9 off his previous best mile. A devastating win.
Yeah, he's going real good at the moment. He's hit his straps and... I always liked the horse. He was good when he was young, and he just took a little while to mature into the horse he is now,
Yeah, he won a gold crown, of course, as a two-year-old. He's had 38 starts for 17 wins, 13 minors, but it, like you just said, the maturity, it's like the lights have flicked on this campaign, and he's able to step up and race those tougher free-for-all horses, and he's doing such a good job at that level.
Yeah, it is, and, two runs back before that, he sat outside Nathan Hurst's horse and he went 51-something. So he went really good that night, and we thought, he's going to step right up, and he has done. Last night's run was really good.
Yeah, no, he's certainly making the grade. As far as future plans for him, I guess he made a bit of a statement last night, because what has to be remembered is he joined a pretty elite club, John, didn't he, breaking that 150 mile.
Yeah, I know. It's some nice horses have done it. And, if he turns out as good as some of them, it'll be good. But, we just press on with him now. And he's going down for the Shep Cup next week. And then we'll see how he gets through that and hopefully the Victoria Cup.
OK. And then are you keeping an eye on the Miracle Mile, given he's sub-150?
Oh, yeah, that's sort of that's the one we're sort of really aiming at the end of it, if we could get in it. So, and with that time, that helped a fair bit. And if he keeps his form up, hopefully they'll, we'll go in those lead-up races to it, and hopefully we can get in that.
And, of course, the owner, Emilio Rosati, has been a long-time supporter of the stable and the sport in general as a sponsor as well. It shouldn't be forgotten, what Emilio does in terms of sponsorship. But certainly he's been a good supporter of the barn, and he would have been thrilled to see a horse etch its name into the record books breaking 150.
Yeah, Emilio and Mary, they're great owners, and they just love the sport. They've got a great passion for it, and... they're great for the stable. They got lots of horses there, so they're just great owners, and their sponsorship's really good too. They sponsor a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Blazin and Cullen bounced back into the winner's circle in the first race, gave Stewie McDonald his first win. He was probably a graded certainty when you consider he ran in a Miracle Mile, at the start of last year, and he did a good job in scoring. He had to earn it, didn't he?
He did, and it was a good drop. He hadn't won for that, hasn't won a race for 20 starts, so he come back that one Metro win, and And I put Stewie on because he's owned by Kevin Jevons in Perth, and Kevin knows Stewie well from coming from over there. So I said, well, who do we put on? He said, well, Stewie's coming over. Give him a go on him, you know. So that's how he done it, and he drove him great too, you know. He's a hard horse to drive. He always loses a bit of ground on that last corner. Mm. And if you can keep him near the leaders, when he straightens, he gets going. But, yeah, he done good. So, but he's been racing good, that horse. You know, it's hard in that fast class. You know, they run 50, 51 every week. And if it's hard, if you're not up the top end near him. And even though he's been running placings in there, he just hasn't won for 20 starts. And so it was worked out good that he got the drop back and gets his confidence back again.
And Kevin Jevons, of course, you mentioned, was the owner of one of your real stars, Washaki, 5 Group 1 MH Truer Memorials.
Yeah, no, he's a great old horse, Washaki. Yeah, Kev owned him, and he's chipping away trying to find another one. He keeps buying them, and he's great for the stable as well. He's always got 6 or 8 horses here, and he's trying to get another Washaki, but they're hard to come by.
Yeah, they don't come by too often, do they, John, as you can well attest?
No, and sometimes you don't appreciate them so much when they're gone. Like, you go race them, and then you're working away. But when they're gone, you think, geez, I wish I had him back again. You know?
Five Group 1s. I mean, we saw in the Thoroughbred world, Manicado do that with William Reed Stakes in the late 70s and into the early 80s. But in harness racing, it was a first 5 Group 1s in consecutive years. And it was an amazing feat. And it was my privilege to call him in all 5 because I think that's when I started at the harness back in 2009 when he won his first one.
Yeah, no, it's pretty special. And we always like that race. We try and aim up for that race. Mm. We got one suitable. And he was just always right at the right time when that was on. So, So happy that he done that, you know.
Yeah. Before we move on to just some other topics, Cyclone Kate, she raced in that race last night. How'd she pull up?
Well, I was probably a little disappointed in her run, even though she had a tough run out there. But she's a very hard mare to get the weight off, and she's a little bit podgy still. But I'm thinking.
Sounds like me, John.
Well, she's probably had a good little Christmas break. But,
haven't we all?
No, she's we're aiming her at the mayor's races. That's mainly her goal, and we'll just keep the fitness level up till February, you know.
All right, so that's the ladyship mile earmarked for Cyclone Kate. And you raced Astride the other day. Is he Derby bound?
Yeah, he's Derby bound, and he'll go around at Shep this week. There's a 3-year-old nice 3-year-old race there. He'll go in that, and then the Derby heat and that.
Now, John, the other hat you wear, besides being one of our leading trainers in New South Wales, is that you are the president of the UHRA, the Horsemen's Association. Now, I know the AGM's coming up. There was a little bit of confusion, as I understand, about some of the mail-outs in terms of when the AGM was. But just to clarify for all those listening, the date is actually the 18th of January, which is a Wednesday night, 18th of January, for the UHRA AGM, and that's at 6:30 at Menangle, yeah?
That's right, Freddie, yeah. It was just a mistake. The wrong date was put on the paper, but there's been corrections put out in the Trot Guide and social media, so, yeah, it is 18th, yeah.
Well, with our millions of listeners that tune in every Sunday, John, I thought we might mention it just to really get the message out there.
Yeah, that's right. And we're hoping we get a good roll-up, you know. Yep. We've got a few issues at the moment, especially the whip issue. And
is that high on the agenda?
Yeah, that's our number one priority. And it's we haven't had a concern in the industry as much as this in my time anyway. So everyone's pretty fired up about it. So we want something done. So everyone, urge everyone to come.
Yeah, as many people to go to the AGM, that's the UHRA on the 18th of January, 6:30 at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. Well, John, it's always always nice to have a few winners, but when they break 150, I guess it's a little sweeter. Good luck with the carnival coming up, your trips to Melbourne as well, and thanks for giving us some time on the show this morning.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
There he is, Simon, John McCarthy. He is, he's trained some of the very best that have graced the tracks, and he's probably looking at another handy one here in All Black Stride. It went super last night.
And before we wrap it up, Freddie, what's the news going forward? Any chariots and Miracle Mile news?
I haven't got much at the moment. I think it's all going to come to fruition over the coming weeks with the Melbourne Carnival first, the Hunter Cup, the Big Cup, and some of the cup races down there. Having said that, we've got the Hondo Grattan and the Paleface coming up for the chariots. Stars, obviously, horses, very nice four-year-olds that are around at the moment. It's probably going to be one of the best chariots ever, I think, if it stands up. As far as just one bit of racing news I didn't mention, Simon, if I can quickly. The Harness Racing New South Wales, they conducted a trial of harness racing or some harness racing horses at Towak Park at Orange. And the go-ahead has been given for harness racing to return to grass track racing in New South Wales. That'll be the first time, as I understand, unless there's been a meeting while I was off the scene, but Richmond used to race all the time on the grass, and they stopped racing there in 1998. So Orange are going to host two meetings, their Carnival of Cups meetings, the 5th and 12th of February. What happened, they would race at Orange, but it was deemed that they wouldn't race there. So their last one or two Carnival of Cup fixtures were transferred to Bathurst. But to keep the race in Orange, with the cooperation of the Thoroughbred Club and Racing New South Wales and Harness Racing New South Wales, they've all got together, and Orange will host a meeting. They'll run, they'll actually run clockwise, right-handed, so the old way that Richmond used to race many years ago, right-handed on the grass. It'll be quite a spectacle.
The Carnival of Cups has done well. The meeting at Leeton the other day.
Yeah, of course, Leeton and their Breeders' Plate. We had Maitland had their Carnival of Cups. It's a terrific concept, and of course, the Shirley Turnbull the other day on Boxing Day, where we saw Aztec Bromac win. I know Goulburn's got theirs coming up on Australia Day. It's just a terrific concept, the Carnival of Cups, and it gives these smaller clubs that only get to race a couple of times a year, Simon, it gives them a chance to really showcase their product, showcase their town. In the case of Orange, I know I called a couple of the carnivals up there, and plenty of people get to the races. They usually, get there nice and early, and picnics and eskies, and it's just a real fun atmosphere, and that's certainly the way that I guess country harness racing is intended. It's meant to be a fun night, and Maitland on Friday, Simon, was unbelievable. The crowd was enormous. The club worked their tails off to get to make it a good night, and the racing certainly rewarded them on the night with some exciting events.
This afternoon's meeting in New South Wales at Goulburn, the first at 12:40, and Courtney Rees will join us shortly after 11 for the preview.
Yeah, we've got, I did have Tamworth down on my list as well for a twilight meeting. Menangle and Wagga race on Tuesday. We've got racing on Wednesday at Parks. We've also got racing at Penrith on Thursday. Friday, we've got Newcastle. And then on Saturday night, Tamora will run their cup. So they've got a big cup, Carnival of Cups coming up tomorrow, the cup there. And the JL Wraith Memorial for Group 3 for the three-year-old fillies at Menangle on Saturday night. Simon, that's harness racing.
Good stuff. Always good to chat to you, Freddie. Thanks for your time on Pacing Rewind. Enjoy your Sunday afternoon.
Good on you, Simon. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Freddie Hastings there. Now 12 minutes to 11. In just a moment, Stuart Turner to take a look at greyhound racing.
Bing Lee's Everything Must Go sale is in its last days. So hurry in and grab a bargain while stocks last. Or jump online at binglee.com.au. But only until Sunday.
Is going to run the ragged in the Australian Derby.
They don't come with bigger hearts than the Kiwi Thoroughbred, and NZB's Premier Sale graduates are the cream of the crop.
Sacred Elixir, the Kiwis in front.
Sweeping 13 Group 1 races last season alone, these gutsy athletes excel in the races that count. The next generation awaits with over 450 prime yearlings on offer at the Karaka 2017 Premier Sale. See you at Karaka on the 30th and 31st of January. New Zealand Bloodstock, where winning begins.
Summertime and Central Coast Racing holds all the aces. This Friday, Gosford presents their $150,000 car, plus the Takeover Target and Belle of a Turf. Don't miss the previews on Racing HQ at 10 a.m. followed by all the action of Gosford Cup Day on Sky Sports Radio.
Greyhound racing takes place all over the world,
but Australia leads the way for sheer quality.
Stay with Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
Time for Chasing Rewind now. Stuart Turner from Greyhound Racing. Good morning to you.
Hi, Simon. How are you going today?
Yeah, not too bad, Stewie. Now, first of all, we should just make mention that the Silver Tree final wasn't run last night due to the heat and will in fact be run this evening.
Yeah, that's right. Because of the hot weather sweep in Victoria at the moment, the Group 1 Silver Chief down at the Meadows was moved from last night to this evening. It's now a twilight meeting down there. Still going to be a cracking race, Simon. I'm really looking forward to it.
We'll chat about the market a little bit later on for the Silver Chief and see if your thoughts have changed, Stu. But first of all, Wentworth Park last night, there were a couple of handy performances.
Yeah, there certainly was. We had some great racing at Wentworth Park last night as we gear up for the Paws of Thunder Heats this Saturday. I'm counting the days to that one already, mate. And there was no more impressive performer last night than Falcon's Fury, who made it 9 wins from his first 13 starts with a sizzling victory over the 520 metres, clocking 29.76 on a relatively slow track at Wentworth Park. Gee, Simon, this greyhound is on fire at the moment.
Now, Luke Marlowe was calling the action at Wentworth Park and he called a Falcon Fury's win in race 6.
Racing, Falcon's Fury jumped cleanly, gets clear room early, and he's going to charge up and go to the lead from Patch Adam. In the third spot was Lawana's Son as they go into the first turn. Nangar Thunder ran a bit wide there, followed by another Gangster Millie Keeping. And last was Max Caddy down the back. Falcon's Fury takes wing, and he's out by 2.5 lengths. In second spot, Lawana's Son. To the outside was Nangar Thunder, then Patch Adam. But coming to the turn, Falcon's Fury, he's racing away, charges 6 lengths in front of Lawana's Son, and he remains unbeaten. Up when he, a brilliant win to Falcon's Fury. Patch Adam came again.
Okay, so 29.76 stopping the clock out there, Falcon's Fury, and he backs up next weekend in the heats then, Stu.
Well, it looks like it. I think his trainer, Paul Braddon, is still tossing up a little bit, sign about whether to have a crack at the Paws of Thunder heat. But, gee, the way he's racing at the moment, he'll be tough to beat. And, look, Paul and Pamela Braddon, they've had some super greyhounds over the years. But, gee, these last couple of years, they've produced some real top-notch pups. And, look, Falcon's Fury, not even 2 years old yet, Simon. He looks like he's going to be pretty special the way he's going.
Now, another performance from last night which caught the eye was El Magnifico, who also ran a track record at Bull Eye last week.
Certainly did. Talk about a greyhound hitting form at the right time at the moment. As you said, Simon, El Magnifico getting that track record at Bull Eye, and then last night he defeated a really strong field at Wentworth Park to win again. Really hitting form at the right time. And look, I think this greyhound's up there as a great chance, or one of New South Wales' best chances, for the Paws of Thunder this coming Saturday.
Let's take in Luke Marlowe's call of El Magnifico last night.
El Magnifico jumped only fairly. Isle Tiffy won the start. Punching up was Liberty Lee. El Magnifico just in behind them, and he gets a beautiful run through at the first turn to be behind the leader. Going to the back, it's Liberty Lee in front, but El Magnifico's chiseling for an inside run and getting it. Behind those, Mr. Twister, Isle Tiffy, followed by old-timer like a Zircon. Well back was Ritza Rossi coming to the side, and there goes El Magnifico. He blew the whistle on the inside, charged through to grab the lead. Mr. Twister running on, but El Magnifico racing away for a big win. El Magnifico too good beat Mr. Twister.
Okay, so El Magnifico winning very impressively there, Stu. Will we see him on the back up next Saturday?
Yeah, it certainly looks like it. And gee, Simon, I'm really glad to see this greyhound doing well. He had an interrupted 2016, but when he puts it together, he is a really class act. Remember, he ran the fastest time at Wentworth Park during 2016. So when he's on form, he is on form. And his trainers, Bruce and Julie Fletcher, they're a lovely couple as well. And look, I hope they're celebrating a few more wins with El Magnifico. And look, I think they're going to be honest.
So what have we got? The heats on for the Paws of Thunder and the National Derby next Saturday, and then the semis the week after, leading into the final, I presume.
We've got the Paws of Thunder heats this Saturday, which will be all the card at Wentworth Park. And we have the final the week after that. And then the week after that, if you keep it up with this, we have the National Derby and National Futurity heat. So basically, these next 4 weeks, Simon, at Wentworth Park, it's just absolutely cracking racing wherever you look. And this is the time of year that I really love. And these next 4 weeks or so, going to be some absolutely fantastic racing here in New South Wales.
So we mentioned in Victoria, the Group 1 Silver Chief has been put on tonight. It's gone back 24 hours due to the heat. No real change to the market, and I'd imagine there wouldn't be any real change to your thoughts on the race, Jim.
Yeah, mate, look, I've been giving 30 talks, raps all week, especially on Going Greyhounds last Monday, and I'm not changing my mind here. I've got to go with 30 talks from Box One, the brilliant Queenslander, who, look, he's already been a multiple group winner. He's done it tough so far in the series. Gets the gun draw here tonight, I reckon you've got to be on him. It certainly won't be easy. Matt Machine has run fantastic so far in the series. Lightning Frank from Box 5 as well is a big danger. But for me, 30 talks from Box 1, I think he's got to be the one to be on in the Silver Chief tonight.
There's a couple behind him in the market pretty close there. You see 320 for Lightning Frank, who's out of Box 5. And from boxes 4 and 7, Matt Machine, Reefton Treasure, are both at $4.80. Who do you think 30 Talk's biggest danger is out of those?
Well, look, I think they've got all four of those have got a great chance. Reefton Treasure, I think, probably offers the best value. The former New South Wales Greyhound, now in Anthony Azzopardi's kennels. You know Anthony's Greyhounds are going to be in absolutely top-notch condition, and he's won so many group races over these last couple of years. He might bag another one tonight. I just think 30 Talk's in great form at the moment. And as I said, he's finally got a crack from a Box 1 draw, racing superbly at the moment. Won his last six races, I think, now, Simon. I just can't look beyond him in this one, but, gee, it's an unmissable race.
And as we're talking in another little roll now, 30 Talks, $2.30 into $2.25. So that's the Silver Chief final, which will be run at 7 after 8. And Dave Carlson is the man for Sky Racing, who will be trackside. Now, we've got coming up this week, Stu, Group 3 Devonport Cup heats to be run on Tuesday.
We do. Two big series to mark your card on, actually, this coming week, Simon. As you mentioned there, the Group 3 Devonport Cup heats, which kick off on Tuesday night. Plenty of locals and a few top draw interstate challenges involved in this one. My pick, I'm going to go for Kuhn, the local, who's got Box 4 in Heat 4, ran superbly at Devonport last Tuesday as a bit of a warm-up for this one. And on Friday, it's the Mandurah Male Birthday Cup over in WA, this one over the 405 metres. I'm going to go with Who's Got Snoop from Box 6. Pretty handy from the middle boxes and ran the fastest time in the qualifiers. Who's Got Snoop, my pick in that race.
So that's Devonport Tuesday. And looking ahead to Friday, Stu, we've got the Group 3 Birthday Cup final in the West at Mandurah.
Yeah, we have, as I mentioned, really looking forward to this one. Looks a competitive race, judging by the heats on Friday night. But, look, I'm going to stick with Who's Got Snoop. He's got a super record from the middle boxes. Chris House, his trainer, having bags of success over the last couple of years. I think he's going to be celebrating as well next Friday night. Does look a tough race, but for me, Who's Got Snoop, the winner of the Birthday Cup over in WA.
Rightio, Stu, before we wind it up, what are the meetings in New South Wales look like this week?
Yeah, we've got plenty of great action. We've got Bathurst and Nowra tomorrow. Actually, Nowra, a fantastic meeting tomorrow. Two cracking feature races there. Keep an eye on that one. Tuesday, it's back to Gosford and Lismore. Wednesday, they jump at Wentworth Park and Richmond. Thursday, it's Gosford and Dapto. Friday, they race at Unibet Gardens, Richmond and Dubbo. And then Saturday, it's back to Wagga, Richmond, Grafton and Wentworth Park for that Pause of Thunder Heats evening. Really looking forward to that one, Simon. So loads to look forward to as ever. And, of course, your Fields Form and Expert picks are available at thedogs.com.au.
Good on you, Stewie. Enjoy the Silver Chief tonight.
See you later, mate. Have a great day.
Stuart Turner there. It's coming up to 1 minute to 11. Shortly, Courtney Rees from Harness Racing New South Wales to find us a winner at Goulburn.
For the best price on a new Mazda, go and see the man. Penrith Mazda Centre is family owned and operated, and with over 300 new Mazdas in stock, has the best selection and the best prices. Whether it's a VT50 Ute from our Mazda Ute Centre, the stylish Mazda 3, or the Mazda CX-5, an SUV like no other, Penrith Mazda Centre has all the choices. Penrith Mazda Centre, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
Well, Lionel, our Everything Must Go sale is about to go.
No, it isn't, Mum. It's still all go.
There's more?
Yes, more. Still more TVs, fridges, washers, more vacuums, air cons, coffee machines. They all must go at Bingley.
I could go a coffee.
There's no time for coffee, Mum. Everything's got to go.
But only for a few more days.
Everything in our online catalogue at bingley.com.au.
It ends on January 8th.
The Everything Must Go sale, last days at Bingley.
Excludes Asco and Miller. BSB Extra brings you the stars of racing and sport, Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. NBA Australian star Andrew Bogut announced he's expecting a trade from the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, I have a couple more months left here, and we'll obviously most likely move on. You know, I don't see myself hanging around with everything that's going on.
Over summer, catch the stars of racing and sport on BSB Extra. Weekday mornings from 9, right here on Sky Sports Radio.